This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
Online, you can buy a pair of game-used pants from the year he got his 3,000 pitch. Not the ones he wore while getting the pitch, but ones from some point that season. Maybe this one, or this one, but not that one. Game-used cleats? They've got those. Or, if walking in the captain's shoes isn't enough for you, you can have his socks. Not socks, just one. Along with batting gloves, bases he's actually stepped on, and even a ball that he made an error with. So as the captain hangs up his cleats, we'll have lots to remember Derek Jeter by.
I think he almost started crying as he drove himself into Yankee Stadium to believe what you can read and hear and see online. That was an ESPN sort of fun commercial of sorts. All the memorabilia that's for sale to commemorate Derek Jeter's career. That's what we get started with. Sports talk radio, including what's going on at the end of the season, Major League Baseball, stats with football, number 10 this week on our countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in to the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the top 10 topics in News Talk Radio for the week ending September the 26th. We'll review all 10 of them during this hour, starting at number 10, going to number 1. The determination of what's on the list in part comes from the folks at Talkers Magazine, part of Talkers.com. All sorts of things with regard to the News Talk industry. You can read every day online what's going on and listen to some of the things on Talkers Radio and see Talkers TV. So get to that as you will. Want to know
number
what's going
nine.
On talk radio? We move to the number 9 item as we count down. This week on the Good Day program, I talked to Dr. Jack Stockwell about the new estimate from the World Health Organization that by November, 20,000 people will have been infected as the Ebola virus becomes the number 9 story this week.
You've got hundreds of millions of people in Africa. And we're watching every single one of them. We know for absolute certain that an Ebola infected person with whether they call EBD, I think they're calling it now, who in Western Africa made it to the Congo without being detected by somebody somewhere saying these things. Also, yeah. the WHO just announced, along with a physicist from I think it's Northeastern University there in Boston, who just released numbers about 2 or 3 days ago saying at the current rate of growth there will be 100,000 cases by December. At the same time, they're trying to tell us, well, don't worry about what's going on in the Congo. The Sudan government authorities just announced, I think it was this weekend, it is now illegal in East Darfur or West Darfur to say anything on TV or radio about Ebola, even though there's Ebola cases now in the Sudan. It is illegal to make public statements about Ebola in Darfur. So the problem continues to expand, and the cover-up continues to expand, because this stuff can be very terrifying once the real dynamic behind this is finally dawning on people's minds, that this could end up being a worldwide catastrophe.
Number 8.
Number 8 this week, the United Nations meeting, 3 days of speeches from political leaders all around the world. But there was also an interesting speech presented by Emma Watson. Entertainment Tonight reporter Sophie Shalali talked about the actress's speech. It was directed to those who are interested in gender equality. This was, again, before the UN this week.
The Harry Potter star made headlines over the weekend for delivering a powerful and passionate speech on women's rights on the floor of the United Nations. Watson was named a UN Women Goodwill Ambassador earlier this year.
But my recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminist. Apparently, I'm among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men, unattractive even. Why has the word become such an uncomfortable one? I am from Britain, and I think it is right that I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that I should be able to make decisions about my own body. I think
Emma's remarks served as a launching point for the new He for She initiative, which advocates for gender equality without negative rhetoric and calls on men everywhere to get involved with the cause. And if you're worried about a Hogwarts alum not being taken seriously, she addressed that too.
You might be thinking, who is this Harry Potter girl? What is she doing speaking at the UN? And it's a really good question. I've been asking myself the same thing. All I know is that I care about this problem and I want to make it better. And having seen what I've seen and given the chance, I feel it is my responsibility to say something.
You can find more information about He for She on Emma's Twitter page.
He for She. Interesting presentation, interesting place for it to be presented. Listening to her made me think that there are plenty of examples of discrimination. This is one of them that ought to have some attention, so good for her. That'd be my read on it. What's yours? 888-302-3684 gets in touch. We move very quickly through these issues because we have to touch all 10 of them during their hour. So if that doesn't work for you, you can send an email to me, doug@dougstefan.com, or you can visit us, facebook.com/goodday or Twitter at goodday with your comments. As we continue with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the story of Eric Holder's resignation, which happens to be number 7, up next here on the Countdown.
Brand news, names to fall for at Kohl's Grand Opening Sale. Find new styles from Nike for girls and boys, 25% off. Adidas athletic shoes, $54.99. Levi's for him, buy one, get one half off. Find 25 to 40% off Rockin' Republic, 40% off Carter's. And introducing the new Keurig 2.0 Brewer, $129.99. Save even more late Friday and early Saturday. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 cents starting Friday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact 1, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact 2, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact 3, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Long sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen every day.
Don't wait until the new year. Fall is actually a great time to start a fitness plan using the great outdoors. Discover parks and trails in your neighborhood and take advantage of the cooler weather. Did you know that raking leaves for an hour can burn over 300 calories? An hour hike can burn over 400 calories. Fall favorite fruits and vegetables like apples and pumpkins are packed with fiber and antioxidants. This kickoff to Health is brought to you by your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com to find a store near you.
Your local Health Mart Pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent or nurturing a sick child or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers. and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit HealthMart.com for the location near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
Number seven. The number seven issue this week, if it's an issue, I don't know that it is an issue. I think that a lot of people are going to say it's about time or hip hip hooray. The Eric Holder resignation story comes from talk show host Brian Suits, who talks about all the rumors that have already come out after Eric Holder announced that he was stepping down as Attorney General. The president said he's going to stay on until somebody is found to replace him, which means he wasn't really fired and he doesn't have another job. So what's this all about?
It strikes me that Eric Holder is not the kind of guy who resigns by surprise, and that in all likelihood he knows who the replacement is, the replacement knows who he or she is, has agreed to it, and Attorney General Eric Holder, one of the most controversy-ridden tenures of an Attorney General since John, what's his name, the Bush AG, Ashcroft, that's right. And so the bios and the retrospects of his various controversial decisions will be forthcoming today. But the other rumor is that he is resigning to take over the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That sounds real and reasonable to me. But who's going to replace him? Well, obviously, with two more years left as Attorney General, the biggest iron in the fire is going to be amnesty. And is Holder resigning because he disagrees with the president who wants a blanket amnesty? Or is it the other way around, that the president is resisting? Because remember now, he in 2008, all of Hispanic voters, remember how he was hispandering and said, oh, yeah, it'll be citizenship so you can come out in the light and, you know, the American dream, the whole thing. Well, 6 years on, it's just a pretty strong rumor. There's no such movement. And so the other rumor is that there's tension behind the scenes, that Holder wanted an amnesty by September 1st. The president did not want that, and so this is the two diverging their previously parallel paths.
Well, let's see. There are parallel paths. Interesting for the two of them as they got together. They were sons of immigrants. They were Columbia Ivy Leaguers. They were basketball fans, prominent political figures, meeting 10 years ago as dinner guests of a mutual friend in Washington, put Holder next to the newly elected senator from Illinois, and they became friends. So as the president announced that Holder would be stepping down, he said it was bittersweet. In good times and bads, and things personal and things professional, you've been there for me. That's what Holder said to Obama. Indeed, over the course of 6 years on the job, Holder has had his ups and downs. In my opinion, he's been one of the worst, and the gentleman who just did the excerpt from his program, Brian Suits, was talking about John Ashcroft and what a horrible attorney general. We've had really horrible attorney. Maybe it's just indicative of the Janet Reno is not a good, go back to Bill Clinton, not a good attorney general. And then a series of even worse ones, culminating with Holder. But it's interesting, the speculation about him becoming the head of the DNC, as Debbie Wasserman Schultz was not ever a supporter of Barack Obama. She was a supporter of Hillary Clinton. And then just before, and she was running the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, so in terms of who she was on board with, Obama was always giving her jabs about pictures and stuff. Never ever talked to her, never had a meeting with her. And so she's on the outs. So maybe she's really on the outs now. And that's what happens with Eric Holder. Not bad. He's a politician, and he's run the AG's office that way, so maybe that'd be a good place for him. So that's it. Number seven, Eric Holder resigns. Number six, more politics coming up here on the Countdown.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining PhilsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six
item here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, focus on the presidential race in 2 years and the midterm elections, which come up next month. Here are our hosts, Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette, talking to ABC's political analyst, Trey Hardin, about which races are heating up as we head toward the election in November.
Things are really heating up on the campaign trail. Why don't you tell us the latest?
Well, they really are. I think we're in for a very interesting, 40 more days now between now and the midterm election day. Obviously, all eyes are focused on the Senate. The House is not going to change parties. The only news that'll be there will be, how many seats do the Republicans gain or lose of its majority in the House. I don't think you'll even see too much of a gain or a loss because I think a lot of those districts are pretty much set. But the Senate really is going to be exciting. And right now, there's about, 7 to 9 really truly competitive races at this point. The difficulty for the Democrats is that about 6 of those 9 are currently held by Democrats, meaning that they have to defend those. And when you're defending those at a time when you have a very unpopular president of the same party, it's a very tall order.
What kind of tint, if you will, trade does what the president decided to do against ISIS have on this political campaign?
Yeah, it's a very interesting dynamic. Certainly the Democrats and the president, I would say, have really put themselves and himself in this difficult situation, a challenging situation politically on potentially losing the Senate. I think that it's not necessarily that the chances that the Republicans are likely to take over the Senate is because of, something the Republicans have done or moved or pushed forward. It's really almost by default because of the job or the poor job that this president has done. But I do think that what he is doing now as it relates to ISIS and the engagement he's showing as long as it's, consistent over the next 40 days, I do think that it could potentially help some of these Democrats, some of these Senate Democrats that are running for their lives in some of these states. The American people have been craving leadership from this president. They've been craving some recognition of the threat, the real threat that exists, and now that he's finally showed that, it still, in my opinion, will probably be too late, but now that he's shown it, I do think it can help them a little bit.
Let's talk about presidential politics. Hillary Clinton going out to Iowa for the first time in a number of years a couple of weeks ago and doing what she does. Chris Christie's losing weight. He's down 85 pounds, traveling to three pretty blue states, Illinois, Connecticut, and Michigan this week. Is it likely that this could be the matchup?
I'd be very surprised. I mean, I just don't see Chris Christie really as a viable candidate at this point.
Why not?
Well, I think that he's got, there's been too many bumps in the road for him. I don't think that he has carved out a path for himself with these primary states yet. I don't think that he would be get that much support in Iowa, for example, that kicks things off. So, it's not to say that he's not going to jump in, but I think that he's probably, taking these trips and exploring things to help make his decision. But, right now, I think, he, along with many other candidates, are waiting to see what Jeb Bush does, because I think they think that Jeb Bush would be tough to beat in nomination. He would be tough to beat because he would be tough to match financially from a fundraising standpoint and probably organizationally.
All right, so the story of Jeb Bush coming to the surface again, another Bush. A Bush versus a Clinton, as the families are friends for the most part. Wouldn't that be interesting? Yes, well, at least Bill Clinton's very friendly with both of the Bushes, old man Bush especially. Old man, maybe not. That was sort of a prerogative of mine to take the old man's standpoint, given my age and all. 28 after the hour.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the people on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Number 5.
You're listening to the weekly talk radio countdown show. I'm Doug Steffen here presenting the items from number 10 to number 1, according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. And they have found, and we have found, that the number 5 issue or item this week, yes, the old standby climate change and global warming, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So this week the focus is on the UN conference aimed at discussing or helping to alleviate problems, at least supposedly according to the people who are on the committee, the Climate Change Committee. Here's host Lee Rayburn with CBS Director of Surveys Sarah Dutton about Americans' changing view as we focus on climate change.
What's the bottom line as far as the global warming goes and our opinion of it?
Well, a majority of Americans, about 3 out of 4, expect that global warming will have an impact either now or in the future. Just under half, 46%, think it's having a serious impact now, and another 28% expect it will have a serious impact in the future. Only about a quarter think it's not going to have a serious impact. I guess it's not a surprise, though, that we see some real partisan differences behind those overall numbers. 61% of Democrats think it's having a serious impact now, but Republicans are more divided, and in fact, 4 out of 10 Republicans think it's not going to have a serious impact. Only about a quarter think it's having a serious impact now. So there's some really quite substantial differences between Republicans and Democrats on this question.
What about when it comes to human impact on our environment? Are we, to what degree do we associate ourselves as the cause?
Well, just over half, 54% of Americans, think that global warming is due to human activity such as burning fossil fuels. And in fact, that number is the highest we've seen in our poll. We started asking this question back in 2011, so just about 3 years ago. Another another 31% think that global warming is a result of natural patterns in the Earth's environment, and about 10% think that global warming just doesn't exist. Again, big differences between Republicans and Democrats here. Two out of three Democrats think that global warming is a result of human activity, like burning fossil fuels. Among Republicans, 42% think it's the result of natural patterns in the Earth's environment, and just a third think it's the result of human activity. So really no agreement there either on the seriousness of the impact of global warming or what's causing it on the two sides of the partisan fence.
Any indication about, and this may help explain the lack of action when it comes to dealing with what some, and now you say a majority, believe human activity causing global warming, but is there any indication that any action moving forward would be endorsed, would be supported? What do the people think about the government taking this action on?
You know, we've presented people with a tough choice. Which should be the greater priority, protecting the environment or economic growth? 58% chose protecting the environment. Just a third said economic growth.
Wow.
We see a huge difference here, though, by age. Among Americans under the age of 30, 73% say that the protection of the environment should be given the priority. Among those 30 and over, that number drops to just 54%. So a huge difference by age there. Another place we saw some big age differences, we asked Americans whether it's going to pose a serious threat to you in your lifetime. Now, younger people have more time ahead of them. Nevertheless, 50% of those under the age of 30 think it's going to pose a serious threat to them in their lifetime. Among those age 30 and over, that number drops to 40%.
Number four.
All right, let's move into more violence, the NFL and domestic violence cases, ESPN suspension of Bill Simmons. So we thought we had sports radio covered at number 10, not so fast. The NFL and football and the things that connect to football, like Roger Goodell, are at the number four position this week. Here is Talk Host John Hines with sports attorney Robert Boland. They discuss the NFL's involvement in ESPN's decision to suspend Mr. Simmons over his podcast rant calling Mr. Goodell, the NFL commissioner, a liar.
Does this just sort of reinforce the power of the NFL, or the power that they wield by, because I really have to believe that in a podcast situation, even though ESPN is basically Disney, that in those comments, even the ones that were bleeped out, probably don't meet the standards. But is this, a lot of this come down to the NFL's manipulation of the networks that they serve?
I think this is probably really one of the secondary issues in all of this. Once we have this tape and we've had the outcry about it, I think we have a lot of the coverage of it being driven by how the NFL has largely been the 800-pound gorilla in the room with all its network and television partners, but particularly ESPN, with a little bit, trying to get a little bit of payback from the NFL for their squelching playmakers a long time ago, and then League of Denial, the documentary last year. So the NFL has never failed to throw its weight around, and I think that's at the core of a lot of the people maybe having trust issues with the NFL right now, without ESPN stirring it up. And ESPN, for a couple days, really was going very hard at its broadcast partner, and I think there was some payback motivated there. It's hard to assess those motives, but if the NFL really squelched Simmons, I think that looks bad on them again, too, in the exercise of their power. I think ESPN may have done this on their own, but again, really complex stuff.
Yeah, I almost wonder now if NFL has to be careful not to reach in and try to influence again, because it will come back and blow up in their faces.
Yeah, I think if you're trying to get root cause, it's not the suspension of Rice initially. It's the perception that the NFL uses its power when it sees fit, and then doesn't use it when it doesn't necessarily see fit. I don't know if that's 100% correct in any format here. As a lawyer, you know, I don't think Goodell had a whole lot of problems with a two-game suspension broadly, because Rice was not criminally treated at the end of the day. I think he could have justified it all there. But I think everybody's angry about it, in part because the NFL was insensitive, and then the NFL is always perceived as the big bully on the block to a degree. And I think that's the challenge. I think that's the problem. So I think the NFL needs to be very careful, and I would be surprised if they were doing any of that right now.
Very interesting to see the public's response to this. That is, we were talking earlier about the climate change issue and various surveys being done. The public is losing its faith quickly in the NFL and its management, according to surveys that I've seen. Okay, so let's move on to the number three item here officially.
Number three.
The terror plots that may or may not be in the forefront from affiliate KFAB, KFAB in Omaha. Host Gary Saddlemeyer talked to military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Atticott about Khorasan. I've pronounced that 14 different ways this week. K-H-O-R-A-S-A-N, Khorasan. Who are they, and why are we bombing them as we have yet a third rung on the tier of groups that we want to blow back in history?
I want to get into this deal with this new group, or new, that we're just starting to hear about it now, the Khorasan group. We've done some specific bombing of those guys, right, because we had intelligence about a specific threat or specific intention, right?
Allegedly, yes. But, you know, I think the American people, when they hear things from the Obama administration, they take it with a very large grain of salt, because they have been, in my opinion, the truth has been twisted and fabricated and put out in the light that's favorable to the administration. So that said, I don't know how imminent the threat was, but I'm all for attacking people that even think about threatening us. So I don't think, you know, I'm not impressed that it's imminent or not imminent.
Yeah.
Kill them. I'm all for it.
No doubt. Well, the news reports seem to indicate from various analysts that it is that they were more intent than the Islamic State is on attacking us or Western Europe, and they got the bomb genius from Yemen or whatever, and they had developed some explosives that couldn't be detected through airport scanners and that kind of thing. That makes sense to you?
Yes, this group, that's true. Their goal was to attack us in a 9/11 event. That was what their goal was. So if you read their charter says, yeah, we're not concerned about anything in the Middle East or expanding. We're concerned about striking the United States. So that was their, that's their charter. That's true.
Okay. Just in general, Jeff Atticott, whether it's ISIS or Khorasan or whoever these airstrikes are intended for, as this campaign goes on, and Ron sent me an email, and it was reading my mind about the kind of the questions that I wanted to put to you. For example, who is verifying what targets to hit? If we're just doing this air campaign or missile campaign, who's verifying what targets to hit?
Well, we have intelligence assets that we're using on the ground, but they're imperfect. And your question, you know, obviously is pointed to the fact that we don't have spotters on the ground. We don't have our own soldiers on the ground. So we're getting imperfect information. I'm sure we're killing civilians in the process, which is called collateral damage. But also the worst thing about this is that we've telegraphed our punch. We told them ahead of time that we're going to bomb you. And so, you know, they've obviously moved most of their stuff underneath mosques and hospitals like Hamas does. So the actual impact on ISIS is probably pretty minimal.
Yeah. And the most interesting story that came, I think, out of the bombing this week is that a woman was the Air Force pilot who led the attack. Separate story. The essence of how many bad guys are there out there, how many more enemies can we create around the military-industrial complex and the need to spend $700 billion a year on defense. That's all a subpart of the subplot. We'll move on, though. Number two on the countdown would be the next thing in focus. Just a matter of moments here. I'm Doug Steffen on the TRCS.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus point, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid, with us, it's personal. Limitations apply, prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program is brought to you by BuzzBox Coffee. Did you know that if you use BuzzBox Coffee in your Keurig machine instead of those stale prepackaged K-cups, that you'd be saving $699 a year? You heard me right. BuzzBox Coffee will save you $699 a year. Now we know that reusable filters that come with the Keurig is not a great thing, and that's no accident. They want you to buy the K-cups that sit on warehouse shelves for months because that's how they make their money. But now there's a solution. So you can get the truly best of the best when it comes to coffee. That's USDA certified organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded. And this coffee helps my Eastley farm survive. Simply use the solo fill from BuzzBox Coffee. You can avoid the mess, gain the convenience, and save yourself a nice chunk of change. $699 a year based on the average price of 80 cents per K-cup versus 25 cents per cup of BuzzBox coffee. When you drink 2 pounds of coffee per month, how will you spend your savings? Folks, unite with the gang and me in enjoying delicious BuzzBox coffee, and together, let's make a difference, one cup at a time. Try your free pound today by calling 866-456-7805 or simply go to DougStephan.com and click on the orange BuzzBox.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcards?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochures?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The real strength of America is our unity. The motto, E Pluribus Unum, is on all our currency and coins, and it means from the many, one. America is not just a place, it's an idea. The idea that ordinary people can govern themselves. Americans are a diverse people, but we are united because we believe in the principles of individual freedom, personal responsibility, and free enterprise. We should guard our freedoms jealously and examine all government proposals through the lens of liberty, always asking, will this make us more free or less free? When we don't, we saddle ourselves with so many taxes, laws, rules, and regulations that we lose something of utmost importance, our freedom.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
Number two.
The number two item this week, or issue, if you will, that's what we're all about here, News Talk Radio, focusing on the issues of the day, the events of the day, the things that people are talking about from the minds of the folks at Talkers Magazine. The Iran negotiations, what do we do? How do we clean up the nuclear mess? Here's a clip from CNN where Fareed Zakaria talks to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, with an interpreter, obviously, about the President Obama's comments regarding their nuclear weapons program.
In his speech today, President Obama had a direct message to Iran. He said, don't let this moment pass. We can reach a solution. Is he right? Is the United States negotiating in good faith?
ببینید ما امروز یک فرصت
Well, you see, today we have we are faced with a very good opportunity vis-a-vis the nuclear talks and negotiations. This good opportunity was created in reality only last year in result of the expression of the political will of the majority of the people of Iran and their vast participation in those elections and the mandates received out of those elections. A new atmosphere was created in result of all of that. We must all make good use of it, our side as well as 5+1. Everyone together must make good use of this historic opportunity.
Mr. President, on the basis of my reporting, my understanding is that Iran has offered to go down to 9,400 centrifuges. The United States wants you to go to 1,500 centrifuges. When will we split the difference? 5,500? Are you willing? Shall we announce to the world that that is the midpoint?
Well, we have a saying in Farsi. We say, in the middle of the conflict, do not start setting rates.
All right, so there is the story of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani and the negotiations on eliminating what they say they don't have. Don't you get a kick out? We don't have any nuclear weapon. Well, let's see if we can negotiate where that all goes. Anyway, he also blamed Rouhani, blamed the rise of ISIS on the mistakes of the West,
said the solution to stopping them must come from the Middle East. The blunders of the West and Central Asia and the Middle East and other areas have turned these parts of the world into a haven for terrorists. This was, by the way, in a speech to the UN General Assembly after Mr. Obama delivered his speech. He didn't cover up that the United States and Israel really were to blame for the violent extremists. So that's number two. Number one, more Middle Eastern focus. Up next on the Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze-Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew, Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze-Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
The number one item and issue this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show is a focus on our policy aimed at ISIS and that policy presenting airstrikes in Syria. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, I talked to Matthew Ho from the Center for International Policy. We discussed his recent comments that the Islamic State is a parasite of war.
A group like the Islamic State comes about because of the conditions of war, because of the chaos, the violence, the lack of a political order. They're extremist groups that take advantage of the cycle of hatred, that take advantage of the cycle of retribution, that take advantage of the fear, and that's how they prosper. And so in any war, you'll see, particularly in the modern eras of wars, where there's, you know, these stateless civil war type events going on, you see these groups prosper on all sides. You know, they're called militias, they're called death squads, and we've seen it in Iraq since 2003, since we invaded. You've seen it more or less in Syria the last several years, that these groups take advantage of the sectarian hatred, the interreligious fear, and that's how they prosper.
Yeah. So what's to come of our involvement with ISIS, and now there's another group, yet another group that's splintered off of Al-Qaeda? This can go on and on forever, it would seem. Just keeps going on and on and on. And again, the only beneficiaries are the stockholders and the people who run these big corporations that supply the growing needs of the war machine.
You know, the only way this stops is when we demand it to stop, when we demand that our
government... You and me, the citizens of this country.
Yes, correct. Yeah. As we say, you know, we've had enough of the
Nepmeth. You know what, This is what literally bugs the hell out of me. When we enlist the help of people, good-intentioned people who sign up to go into the military, and they play these war games at the behest of politicians who never send their own families to fight, and they come back and they screw them because they're sick, and the guy jumps over the White House fence the other day. What are they going to do with him? They're going to prosecute him instead of giving him treatment. There's a sickness here that we're not focused on. It's really backward stuff, isn't it?
It is, and it comes down to the amount of money that's involved in this,
yeah,
as well as, too, there's a romance of war. Like you said, the people who advocate most strenuously for it are people who haven't been.
Yeah.
I mean, I think John McCain is the one exception.
All right. So we have that focus on our policy, and now here from Talko's Joey McLaughlin is a conversation with military analyst Mike Lyons. They discuss the airstrikes specifically in Syria against ISIS.
New round of airstrikes, but different targets. It wasn't command and control targets this time around, right?
No, actually, now we're going after different targets. It looks like one of the targets actually was a courthouse, is what the reports are saying. Oil fields as well. I think the key there on the oil fields is going after these electrical plants that are powering them and not necessarily the refineries themselves. We don't want to create a natural disaster there by setting them on fire. But now we're starting to go after other strategic assets that ISIS currently holds as the Syria campaign expands.
So I understand that they get a lot of money from oil that they steal, right?
They do, and they sell it on the black market there. I guess it's about half the price of really what a barrel of oil is going for in places inside the southern part of Turkey and inside that country there. You know, it's, again, the thing is the economy is going to eventually close in on them as others don't do this. And so, you know, at some point that won't work. But at this point, they're using that money to pay their soldiers.
Now, you mentioned Turkey there. Are they in now? Because they've always resisted, you know, using bases in Turkey for these sorts of activities. Where do they stand now?
No reports of them being a part of the coalition, just the humanitarian assistance, and still not allowing any of the forces to use Incirlik Air Base, for example. You'd stage a tremendous amount there if you could. You know, Turkey, we're still trying to sort through what happened last week with the release of their hostages, and there's been no word for what Turkey actually gave up, and some people think that they made a deal with ISIS, either moved vehicles for them or assisted them. So that would be a disappointment. They also have this issue on their border with the Kurds. There's a huge refugee challenge going on right now, about 100,000 or so. The number could be actually up to 250,000 as they're trying to escape from Syria into away from ISIS, and they're landing in Turkey.
All right, so let's review quickly the most talked about items on talk radio. Major League Baseball, number 10. Ebola threat, number 9. Emma Watson speech, number 8. Eric Holder resigned, 7. Presidential race, midterm election, 6. Climate change, 5. Domestic violence cases at the NFL is 4. Terror plots, 3. Iran, 2. And the ISIS policy, number 1. Talk radio.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.